As China attempts to negotiate a favourable outcome at the Paris climate talks, it almost seems ironic the country's capital has for the past 2 days been under a smog red alert for the first time. What that means for the city of 21 million residents is that schools, construction sites and other industries have had to shut down, and authorities have also imposed traffic restrictions. We thought we'd check in with the ABC's China correspondent, Bill Birtles, who's in Beijing. Welcome to the program. Are you wearing a face mask? Is it that bad?
Well, Patricia, I have just taken it off so that I don't sound too muffled while I speak to you.
You are very respectful. Yes. So you're putting yourself at risk for RN Drive. I do appreciate that.
Generally, yes. At the moment, when I go outside for more than a few minutes, I put the face mask on. In fact, probably most people, maybe not most people, but you'd almost say half the residents of Beijing appear to be doing that at the moment.
How bad is it? I understand smog levels were actually higher earlier in the week, but what does it feel like? I wonder if you can describe it for me.
Well, it's pretty bad. I'm standing here just outside the office, and we're in a big sort of CBD part of Beijing. It's obviously a huge city, but we actually have Beijing's tallest building probably about maybe 800 metres away. So this is a huge skyscraper. Now, I can see it, but I can only just see it. It is really, really blurry. It is foggy and distant and difficult to make it out. It's almost like you can really only see the silhouette of it, and you certainly can't see the windows or the fine details. And so this is a huge skyscraper less than a kilometre away. That's what it looks like. As for how it feels, some people say that they can really smell, I don't know if it's a chemically smell or maybe a coal-burning smell in the air, perhaps because I've lived here a little while, I'm just used to that smell now. But certainly some people really feel as though you can taste it in the air.
So you're used to it. You don't feel like you're tasting it in the air, but it's an experience.
Maybe it's just me because I can certainly see it, and whether or not you can sort of smell it, whether or not you can kind of taste it and breathe it into the point where you feel it. Personally, I don't feel I can. Other people certainly say they can. Put it this way, it is thick and it is dense, and certainly after a while, people who live here say that when the smog hangs around for a while, they tend to develop coughs and colds, and I don't think...
How about the health implications? Yeah. Because there are health implications. What are authorities saying? What are health professionals saying? What are people's anecdotal stories of what they're experiencing?
Well, authorities are warning people to wear it's called the N95 mask. It's a type of mask which is most effective at blocking out PM 2.5, which are the tiny, superfine particles which can be breathed deeply into the lungs, and these are the ones which can cause the most long-term health effects. So you do see the state media advising people to wear masks on days like this. In the short term, I have a friend here who swears she only developed asthma in the past couple of years since she's been living in Beijing. She doesn't have any other explanation as to why it's developed. So people genuinely are convinced that this type of air, if you live here for long enough, can cause respiratory problems. And in the long term, I don't know if there have been long-term studies to really to see what the effects have been on older residents of Beijing, partly because the pollution has only really come about since the country started industrialising in the past 30 years.
Has the closure of schools and construction sites and also traffic restrictions helped?
Well, not judging by what I'm looking at right now, because they started that yesterday, but you can definitely tell that the traffic congestion is certainly not as crowded on the roads as it usually is. But looking at the air, it looks exactly the same as yesterday. What the authorities often say is that in winter time, because of all the extra coal burning for heat, you have this smog hanging around, but wind comes along and disperses it. But what's happening this week is there's three or four days of particularly still air, and that's why it's just lingering. So the most effective thing would be something the authorities simply can't control, having some gusts of wind to blow it all away.
So is that the main reason for the build-up, that the air wasn't moving?
Yeah, I mean, the main reason is because they're pumping out so much smoke from either, not so much coal-fired power plants, but in winter, the central heating systems, a lot of them run on coal-fired boilers. In some of the villages and smaller towns surrounding Beijing, people buy coal briquettes and they simply burn them for heat. So that all together puts all this smoke and smog into the air. If it's windy enough, if there's a normal level of wind, it blows away. But officially, yes, the reason why it's particularly heavy this week is there's just a lot of still air and not much wind.
Before I let you go, we've only got a minute left. This red alert is supposed to be lifted tomorrow. Do you think that's still likely?
I'd say it probably is, because they're predicting that a cold change will come across and that will bring wind, which will disperse the air. The other thing is, it's very disruptive. I mean, here in the Bureau, for example, we were simply going to run an errand this afternoon, which involved getting in the car, and our driver said, oh, look, I'm not allowed to legally drive today because of the red alert. So it's very disruptive for 3 days to have this sort of thing in place, and you'd find it hard to believe that they would extend it. To put it this way, last week when there was 4 or 5 consecutive days of heavy pollution, they didn't issue the red alert. And a lot of residents, particularly online, they complained about this and said, look, this is really serious. You guys should be putting in place these measures more regularly.
That's right. That's why there was such frustration. Bill, thank you so much for your time. You can put your mask back on now.
Thanks, Patricia.
And that's the ABC's China correspondent, Bill Birtles, joining us there to talk about this red alert, so much smog in Beijing. And that is meant to come off tomorrow. We'll see if it does. You're listening to RN Drive.